Hello and welcome to Aalto Helsinki podcast, a student-led show that opens the doors to the world of science.
Hello and welcome to our fourth episode. Today in the studio we have Emma, Rupesh, Sof and Kike to present our project Gutlux. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Hi, everybody.
So, in this episode, we will present more our project design for this year. We have been developing already 4 months this Gutlux project, and we are excited to reveal a bit more on that topic. So, first we're going to discuss a bit why did we choose this, how did the ideation process go, and then go a bit more into the detail why does it matter to research our gut after all. So, to start with, we've already been working 4 months now, and we started our ideation process in February. Do you remember the first time when we started the ideation process? It was quite a range of topics back then.
Oh god, yes. We had so many ideas, and it was actually quite hard to pick the best ones.
Yeah, I remember we had like ideas at complete ends of the spectrum. Like, one person wanted us to work on sunscreens, and the other person wanted to work with thermoresistant insulin. And now we are doing something which is completely unrelated to both of those.
Yeah, I think we had around 10 ideas or so. And then with the team, we decided first to vote to narrow it down and did more research on the ideas. And in the end, we realized that we became, as a team, increasingly interested about the gut microbiome and also its connections to well-being. So we had a lot of different project designs revolving around the gut. So this is how we started exploring the interactions of the gut and our overall well-being, and also to figure out what is actually the role of our gut. So how did we get from the initial idea to research the gut to the ingestible capsule?
So after we finalized the topic, in the broader sense, we had a lot of different avenues that we can explore, like probiotics, prebiotics, diagnostics, or even stool analysis. But then realized they are not so much about the treatment that we wanted to target, but instead we were really interested to understand how the connections are actually made. So the idea with the ingestible capsule came from other inspirations, such as the wireless capsule endoscopy and the techniques that people employ to perform angioplasty. These started out as a really wild proposition, and then we figured out it is not so crazy after all. And then we meted out the details so that it is practical enough so that we can actually have a go at figuring things out by building a prototype within the summer months.
Yeah, so I would say that at the beginning we had lots of different ideas of what to do with the microbiome, and we were thinking both about therapeutic ideas and diagnostic ideas. So for example, we had thought about a probiotic or phage therapy, but I would say that eventually we came to the conclusion that there is not many data available about different metabolites that are present in the gut and maybe their connections with some mental illnesses, or not only mental illnesses, but just illnesses that can be related to the gut.
Yes, definitely. Before starting my neuroscience studies, I had no idea how important the gut is for both our mental and physical health. For example, I didn't know that the imbalances in different bacterial species and inflammation of the gut have been both linked to causing several mental illnesses, such as anxiety and depression, which are very prevalent in society today. There are also several studies about how the development of different brain disorders could be driven by gut microbes. It's been suggested, for example, that gut microbiota might be causing the misfolding of proteins in the brain. That is a common feature of memory disorders. And a couple of years back, for example, China approved Alzheimer's treatment that targets the microbiota, which is pretty innovative, isn't it, guys?
And these type of solutions kind of give a motivation for the researchers as well to look into the gut and see how we could treat these really severe conditions and help overcome these medical challenges that we're facing.
Yeah, so as we said before, the thing is that most of these interactions are not well established at a molecular level. So one thing that we know for sure is that many of these microbes affect mental health and some other disorders by affecting to inflammation. And inflammation is usually a marker of mental health disorders and some other illnesses such as inflammatory bowel disease. However, we still don't know how these microbes are specifically inducing this inflammation state. And there are also some signs that show that some other metabolites that are produced by the microbes might be affecting the mental health disorders in some other way, such as inducing directly some changes in the central nervous system. And that is why we thought that it would be nice to come up with a research tool in order to try to detect some of these metabolites.
Yeah, and I also think that in the competition, I haven't seen many teams taking that kind of approach, that they would be creating something for the researchers instead of therapeutics or diagnostic tools.
Within our discussions with the experts, they also highlighted the importance about this research tool rather than developing another diagnostic tool. So I think that was also one thing that shaped our project in the end.
Yeah, and I think that besides the fact of being a research tool, it was also quite interesting for them that it would be ingestible, so it could be sort of real-time and in-situ tool rather than some other tools that are already available, like a stool analysis.
Yeah, and we sort of took inspiration from that, and we set out to design a biosensor which can be swallowed by the subject under the supervision of a trained expert, so that they can monitor and track the data that the device produces and help the researchers better understand the associations that are yet to be explored. Or if they have been explored, they are at the preliminary stages, so we hope that our tool might further those explorations and figure out if it's worth pursuing at all.
Now that we're talking about our project, would someone actually want to explain how the biosensor works?
Yeah, so the idea is that we will have a biological system that will be able to detect a specific metabolite of interest that we have chosen, and we will be trying to transform this biological recognition of the metabolite into an electric signal by trying to emit some fluorescence that will be correlated to the amount of metabolite that is present in the gut. And then this electrical signal could be transformed into actual data about the concentration of this metabolite.
Yeah, and what is unique about our project is that we are designing a vitamin-sized capsule that can be effortlessly swallowed by the participant and will also be discarded naturally after our measurements. So basically, the research participant can continue their daily life while we are getting real-time measurements and important data gathered from the gut wirelessly to an outside collection device.
Yeah, so maybe we could talk a little bit about what makes our project different from other existing projects.
Yeah, so one of the great things about the biosensor that we have been designing is the ease of use of the capsule, and also for the participant that they can continue their daily life normally while they are being part of the research as well. Same type of capsule experiments have been already used, and they have had very good results within the safety as well.
The subjects which actually take part in the cohort for the research can be confident in the fact that they are always under trained supervision, who know what they are doing, and the data that is being collected from the biosensor will actually be put into meaningful terms so that the subjects can understand what really is happening in the gut by people who know how to understand these connections, instead of us common people having a look at a mobile phone and trying to figure out what these numbers are through Google or something. So these results will actually be conveyed to the subjects by physicians or researchers who actually have an experience in this area for some time, so that should inspire confidence.
So our aim is basically to design an ingestible biosensor which can then measure the metabolite concentrations inside the gut and transmit this information wirelessly to an outside collection device. So yeah, do you guys want to explain a bit more why do these metabolites matter and which metabolites are we actually looking into?
Sure. So initially we started looking at metabolites that of course would be produced by the microbiota that is inside our gut and would also have a relationship with mental health. And this was carried out sort of in parallel with brainstorming of the different therapeutic applications or diagnostic applications. Eventually we also got to the conclusion that these metabolites haven't been so very well studied, so we had to look for external help. And talking to several experts, they tried to guide us and they told us about this tryptophan pathway, which seemed the most promising one to get some results related with mental health.
Yeah, and the tryptophan pathway has also been implicated in a lot of common mental illnesses that you can associate or you can find out nowadays, like schizophrenia, bipolar disorders, and a lot of other diseases which have been proposed to have some sort of a preliminary association with the metabolites in this pathway. And what's more interesting is that almost exclusively there is a branch of tryptophan pathway which is carried out by the gut microbiota, and we as humans are not capable of doing that. So we believe this could be a nice starting point to find out if there are metabolites which can be detected. And the knowledge gap in this area is pretty stark, to be honest, considering how people are aware and cautious when addressing mental health issues.
So the thing is that there are lots of tryptophan derivates, so we didn't have clear option at the beginning on what to choose, but luckily this was cleared out a little bit because we realized that we could only detect those that were in the lumen, so let's say in the inside of the intestine, but not in our body or not in the inside of the bacterial cells. That left us with 5 or 6 options, and from that we started looking deeper into those and trying to see which ones would be easier or more feasible to detect. And that is how we came to these two metabolites that are called quinolinic acid and tryptamine.
Yeah, to say it another way, it's like the metabolites actually chose us instead of us choosing the metabolites, because the other metabolites are also produced in other tissues and other parts of your body. So you cannot really say that these are only important in the context of your gut. And finally, we were left with only a couple of metabolites. And one of these metabolites, tryptamine, is actually supposed to be majorly produced by the gut microbiota than our own cells. So that is one of the reasons why we decided to focus on these two metabolites.
Yeah, I would say that this part of the research was the most difficult one, at least talking about the wet lab, because we struggled quite a lot in order to find a suitable mechanism to try to detect one of these. And we finally got one that looks really promising, but yeah, it has took us a lot of effort.
Yeah, I was about to say that you guys worked really hard with this one.
Yeah, to be honest, we almost asked for help from the dry lab because we were kind of desperate at the beginning, but then we sorted it out.
Yeah, I mean, there are still open-ended questions that need to be addressed, but I believe that's just the excitement of research. Like, you get to address new stuff which are not established before. So who knows, by the end of our project, we might have some concrete evidences that we can be proud of.
Yeah, I definitely think that it's looking very promising. So as mentioned in the first episode, the iGEM teams are usually divided into wet lab and dry lab teams. So for example, this year our wet lab team is focusing on our metabolite detection mechanism and safety concerns, while the dry lab is focused on modeling and prototype design.
Yeah, and that's the ideal with the wet lab and dry lab division as well, that us in the dry lab, we are doing more of engineering and modeling and prototyping. And this way we are trying to support as well the wet lab and the synthetic biology of our project to create together combined biosensors, so to say. So it's really two-way communication between the modeling and also then the biology research and many different parts working together and how we can complement each other.
I would add to this that most of the future prospects that will be included in the wet lab will be probably based on some of the dry lab's own experiments. So yeah, it's really important to cooperate between both parts.
Yeah, and iGEM as a competition really facilitates this, you know, bridge, so that the computational biology can actually be integrated in more ways than you actually think. For example, there are certain experiments which take a really long time to perform in the lab, and they can just be simulated on a computer in a matter of few days. And those results can then be validated by wet lab experiments. A few of those experiments we are actually planning to do. We are really excited to see how this goes. So what do you guys think, from the team's perspective, the impact of our project is going to be?
I would say that in the shortest term, this project will raise concern about how we're currently trying to study the microbiome. Because as we have been able to see during our investigations, there is no in vivo investigation of this concept. And I think that this will pave the way for the development of new tools that will be able to study the microbiome in vivo and not by some indirect connections.
Yeah, and considering the mental health aspect, it is really a growing concern here in Finland and also worldwide. So we do need to come up with new innovations to treat mental health and understand better the connections with our mind and our body as well. So understanding how the physical well-being connects with the mental one is really important. And if we can develop something to look further into that, I think that would be wonderful from our side.
So to conclude today's discussion, we believe we have a vision to open new doors to address the existing problems so that the researchers can benefit greatly with our tool. And this is a tool which will facilitate better understanding of your gut and your whole well-being.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this approach, and I think that it will be really useful for some researchers in the future.
Yeah. Thanks for the discussion, guys. And if you're interested to read more details about our project, you can go visit our blog on Tumblr and also follow our journey on social media on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook.
Thank you for listening and stay tuned for next week's episode where we discuss innovative mental health care solutions with our visitors from Medified.